Okay. Patreon. As many of you probably know, I deleted my Patreon account, and I issued a brief statement, which those of you who are on my list received. I'll just read that here so we're on the same page. I have a little more to say. It's very brief. This is what I posted. Dear Patreon supporters, as many of you know, the crowdfunding site Patreon has banned several prominent content creators from its platform. While the company insists that each was in violation of its terms of service, these recent expulsions seem more readily explained by political bias. Although I don't share the politics of the banned members, I consider it no longer tenable to expose any part of my podcast funding to the whims of Patreon's, quote, Trust and Safety Committee. I will be deleting my Patreon account tomorrow. If you want to continue sponsoring my work, I encourage you to open a subscription at samharris.org/subscribe. As always, I remain deeply grateful for your support, wishing you all a very happy New Year. Okay, so this got a far larger response online than I was expecting. Most of it extremely supportive of me, and some quite critical. Truth is, both the positive and the negative responses were somewhat unfair. What I did here is not quite as selfless an act as many people imagine, but nor was I signaling my support for the alt-right. So let me explain my thinking a little more here. Patreon published their own response in the wake of my leaving, which further muddied the waters here. So this is what happened. A few people were deplatformed, as I said, and the case that really caught my attention and which really seemed to bother many of you was the case of Carl Benjamin, otherwise known as Sargon of Akkad, a prominent YouTuber. He apparently had his account deleted, and there was no process of appeal offered to him. He just got deleted and was told there was no recourse. And I'm not very familiar with Benjamin, and nothing I say here should be construed as a defense of anything he may have said or done online about which I'm unaware. But when I saw so many of you complaining about this, I reached out to Patreon CEO Jack Conte, and I asked him what went into this decision, and he told me that they have a trust and safety team that evaluates these things exhaustively. And so I said, well, can you provide links to the examples of the speech that sealed Benjamin's fate with the team? And he did that. He sent me the transcript of what he said and links to the audio on YouTube. And the transcript was fairly eye-opening. He was using the N-word with apparent abandon and using other slurs. But then I clicked through to the offending audio. And honestly, it took me about 45 seconds to determine that the context really mattered here. What was happening was Benjamin was being attacked by white supremacists in an online chat, and he was castigating them in terms that he thought they would find offensive. And while I don't support his tactics here, you know, none of it sounded good, and obviously it could be used against him maliciously. The truth is, there was simply no indication that he would use these words in other contexts to express his own bigotry. He was also appearing on someone else's channel, right? So therefore, this forum wasn't even funded by his own Patreon page. So it's very hard to see how he was in violation of their terms of service. And the fact that it took me less than a minute to understand these things, while Patreon claims to have done this exhaustive review, made me worry about the degree to which political bias is clouding the company's judgment. So as I thought was clear in my initial email, this really wasn't a pure case of me communicating my solidarity with Benjamin or anyone else. It was in part that, certainly from what I can tell, what was done to him was deeply unfair. But honestly, I was also motivated by my own self-interest here. As I said, I can't allow any significant part of my podcast funding to exist at the pleasure of a bunch of millennials who can't figure out which way is up when someone utters a taboo string of syllables. And given that I frequently touch controversial topics, and I'm making a considerable effort to create a space where I can do that, it just seems prudent for me to secure 100% of my funding through my own website. So anyway, that's not adding much to my original statement, but those are the facts. And as many of you intuit, this does come at some significant economic cost. There's certainly no guarantee that all of the 9,000 people who are supporting me on Patreon are going to make the jump to my own site. Certainly not all of them have made the jump thus far. To those of you who have, I'm very grateful. Obviously, to those of you who supported me all this time on Patreon, I remain extremely grateful. Nobody's status with respect to their account changes. If you ever supported me on Patreon, you have access to my site. Most of you have lifetime access to the Waking Up course because you got grandfathered in before launch. So nothing changes there. But needless to say, if you still want to support the show, I encourage you to do that through my website.